Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the privilege that we have received from you of being able to worship you and use this technology to touch our parish family and touch others throughout the world. You asked us, Lord Jesus, to be your witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We here at the ends of the earth thank you. Lord, bless us. Pray for the day that we will be able to gather together in person, being wise, being distanced, with masks and gloves and taking the right precautions, but we will be able to be together. Father, thank you for this parish family, and thank you for the words that you've given me in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Holy Gospel reading starts with two of Jesus' followers walking from Jerusalem on a 7-mile journey to nearby Emmaus. Along comes a stranger who immediately asks them what they're discussing. That's making them look so downcast. They tell them that they had regarded Jesus of Nazareth as more than a prophet. God's power had been present with him in his miracles and in his teaching, and they just could not doubt that this was the man of God's choice, the Messiah. He was the one who would redeem Israel, and it's only been 3 days since he's been crucified. These two followers were devastated. If Jesus had been the one to redeem Israel, he should have been defeating the Romans and the corrupt temple leadership who were oppressing and holding them down and not dying at their hands. Apparently, they had not gotten word yet. God and his prophets throughout all of Holy Scripture pointed toward a fulfillment that could only be found when God's anointed one, his Messiah, his Christ, took Israel's suffering and the world's suffering onto himself, died under his own weight, and then rose again as the beginning of God's new creation, God's new people, God's new covenant. This is what had to take place, and now it just had. They could not recognize him, and I think the reason being that Jesus' body had been transformed, just like on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John. Jesus glowed, and they could not recognize his holy body. They also couldn't recognize the events that had just happened as the story of God's redemption. Now, I want to suggest to you that the two go hand in hand. The remarkable resurrection body of Jesus and the sacrificial events that took place. I've said it before, in order to have an Easter Sunday, there had, and I stress the word had, to be a Good Friday. This gospel message forms one of the most powerful encouragements for us to pray for his presence and sense of guidance. Whenever we open and study the Bible, we need to listen for his Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts through his holy word, Holy Scripture. Only with him at our side will our hearts burn within us, as it says in verse 32, and lead us to the point where we see him face to face. Jesus opened their minds to him in the Scriptures and how they all point to Jesus as the fulfillment of God's promises. I used to ask my confirmation class, how many pages of the Bible are Jesus on? And the answer they would say, all of them, Father John. The road to Emmaus should be a personal road for each one of us. You can either remember the time and place where you met Jesus for the first time and recognized him as your Lord, as the Son of God, as your personal Redeemer, or it might be the place here and the time now when you invite him into your heart. You've heard me many times refer to Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, and the image of Jesus standing at a door with no handle or doorknob and knocking. He says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." And so, my dear friends, invite him in. Meet him and give Jesus your heart. You will then start a relationship with him, and you can bring him your problems, your agony, your struggles, your concerns, and if need be, your sickness. Just as on the road to Emmaus, those two followers of the Lord did. Be prepared to share it in prayer with the blessed one who approaches. For them, it was a stranger. Learn to listen for his voice, explaining his word to you, leading you forward and warming your heart by applying Holy Scripture to what is going on in your life. He really wants you to give him your concerns, and he really wants you to let him in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.